This chapter 21, Mishnah 2, even she'al pi achavis, if there was a stone on the mouth of a jug of wine or oil, and there's a stone, which is mukta on top there, and he wants to obviously get to the wine. Mata al tzida v'hi nofeles. So what he can do is if he leans the jug over and he lets the stone fall off by itself, that's how he could get it off. Hasa ben achavios, if the jug is between amongst other jugs and he can't just lean it over where it is, then matbio mata al tzida v'hi nofeles. What he can do is he can lift it up above the other jugs and then tilt it so that the stone will fall off. Similar case, ma'ashe al hakar, if there is money on a cushion, coins on a cushion, nar es hakar v'hi nofeles. He can shake the cushion and the coins will fall off. And that way he could now get the cushion. Now all of this is where he left the stone or the coins on the jug or the cushion inadvertently, unintentionally. But if he left it there intentionally before Shabbos, then what he's actually doing is he's turning the jug or the cushion into what we call a basis, a base for the coins, and then the cushion will also become mukta. Cushion itself will become mukta. So these cases are only where he's left it there unintentionally can he move the jug or move the cushion. Otherwise, he can't even move the jug or the cushion itself. Next case, Hayasa lav lishleshes, if there's a dirty substance on the cushion, right, so now it's moving right away from muktzah, it's talking about moving into the laundry category, that you can't launder on Shabbos. Mekanche bismartut, so he can wipe it with a dry rag to try and like get some of this of the dirt off, but what he can't do is use water. The minute he starts using water, he's now in the category of laundering. Hayasa shel or, if the cushion was made of leather, then he can actually use water, because you can't using water on leather is not a laundry kind of method, right? So he could then use a little bit of water to try and cleanse off the dirt off the leather cushion.